USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Frank James, the black nationalist suspect in the Brooklyn subway mass shooting, is in police custody. Police arresting him in New York City's East Village Wednesday afternoon. As far as how the arrest was handled, NYPD Chief of Department Kenneth Corey.
Crime Stopper tip comes in. Reports that the male is in the McDonald's on 6th Street and 1st Avenue in the 9th Precinct down on the Lower East Side in the East Village. Officers respond to the McDonald's. He's not in the McDonald's. They start driving around the neighborhood looking for him. They see him on the corner of St. Mark's and 1st, and they take him into custody.
President Biden is authorizing another $800 million in taxpayer money in security assistance for Ukraine. That includes helicopters, artillery systems, ammunition, and armored vehicles. USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Texas is ending enhanced tractor-trailer inspections at one Mexican border station. Republican Governor Greg Abbott announcing an agreement with Nuevo León Governor Samuel García.
Since Nuevo León has increased its security on its side of the border, the Texas Department of Public Safety can return to its previous practice of random searches of vehicles.
García says law enforcement is planning to continuously patrol its border with Texas to find any drug and human smugglers. At the National Hurricane Center, FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says that it is important to discuss plans for the future because of recent hurricanes have been intensifying.
They are stronger. They're lasting longer at higher durations over land. Hurricane Ida last year was a Category 4 hurricane for about 4 hours over land, which is unheard of.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Inflation in the United States has hit a 40-year high, affecting essentials such as groceries and gas. North Dakota Republican Senator Kevin Cramer tells Fox News that consumers are feeling the pain from inflation.
Well, when the price of groceries is up, that means the price of cattle and wheat is also up. When the price of fuel is up, the price of oil is up. So there's parts of our economy that benefit as well, but none of this is good for all of us or really any of us.
The Biden administration has attempted to lower gas prices by releasing oil from the strategic oil reserves and is allowing high biofuel blends of gas to be sold during the summer. The CDC says you need to continue to mask up on planes, trains, and buses.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention will extend its travel mask mandate for 15 more days. Despite protests from nearly one dozen major airlines, in a joint letter they told the Biden administration, it makes no sense that people are still required to wear masks on airplanes. Now is the time for the administration to sunset federal transportation travel restrictions. End quote. The airlines called on Biden to end the mandate, but to no avail. May 3rd is the new end date for masks on public transportation. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Powerball players are hoping today is their lucky day. The jackpot stands for Wednesday night's drawing at $302 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.